Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. Well, it's another late overthinkers marathon night going on here. There's nothing really all that different from last, well, again, that's a lie. There's a lot of things different from last week, seeing that it's another week, right? I did a collab with my friend Terry on her podcast, Perfectly Flawed, number 39. Look for it. It was amazing, and I finally did get to do the podcast with her, which she asked me in January to be one of the first people on her podcast, and I made it on to number 39, which is kind of weird because I didn't really understand the significance of that number and why I wanted it to be number 39 until like 2 days ago when I realized, well, I live in number 39 also, and 39 is a perfect trine of number 3, which, you know, the Trinity and all this and all that, and it's also 3 is perfectly balanced. So, but we finally did that and we got it done. As far as my mental health goes, I'm still really relatively stable. I did not attend any of my counseling this past week either, and I haven't called to make an appointment, which is going to become problematic pretty soon. So yeah, maybe tomorrow I should call and make an appointment for next week, because I don't really feel like going this week and talking about Scott. Yes, the Overthinker Marathon's person of honor. I haven't seen him again this week. His phone is still not working. It's been a full 2 weeks now since I saw him, and, you know, the mind is a terrible thing to waste, right? So why don't I just fill it up with overthinking about anything and everything that he could be or isn't doing? Because I don't have a clue, and I'm honestly starting to think that if this is what a relationship is with him, that it's not worth it. I'm starting to think that the engagement is just a way for him to keep me under tabs, to know that I won't cheat on him while we're engaged. I wouldn't cheat on him anyway. I don't cheat on my men, but to kind of keep me in place while he does whatever he does. I'm still not sure that he's not going to jail on August 1st because I haven't talked to him this whole week. I don't know what the status is on that. So I'm literally left in the dark with what is going on with him. And yeah, it's kind of really messing with my head. You know, I've not been unfaithful to him, so to speak, but as far as like talking to other guys and hanging out with him, I've started to do that. It's, you know, it's not fair for him to expect me to stay home all the time and just wait and wait and not get a phone call and not get a text and not know anything that's going on. And yes, I do know he's not married because I've already done that amount of checking, but do I know anything else? I mean, I know his criminal record and I know a lot of things, but do I know that I'm not the side chick or that he's got this? I don't know, and it's starting to drive me crazy. And that's going to be the thing that's going to throw my mental health straight down the bucket again if I don't come to a resolution about what I'm going to do about this relationship with him, because it's not really a relationship, you know? I see the guy at the grocery store more than I see Scott, and I'm supposed to be engaged in marrying this man. And 2 full weeks, it's been 2 full weeks yesterday that I saw or heard from him. And I don't know. In my opinion, I kind of think that's a little bit too much to ask of anybody, unless you're like on the Titanic, which, you know, that's a bad analogy actually, but you know what I mean. Actually, it's not even like that anymore nowadays. You can get a hold of people anywhere. Everything is worldwide. There's no excuse for him to like totally distance me like this. And I really don't know what I'm going to do. You know, I love him, but I'm not really feeling like I'm in love with him anymore. I'm feeling hurt and used and a little bit stupid, and like I said, I've not done anything to jeopardize the relationship, but it doesn't mean that I'm not thinking that way. You know, I am human. I do have biological needs, I guess that's a good way to put it. And I don't know, this is killing me to say this, it really is. And this podcast was supposed to be an interview with somebody about gambling addiction who ever so kindly like blew me off without even letting me know that they weren't ready to or willing to do the podcast. Well, actually, I had contact with them this morning when we were supposed to do it at 9, and said that he wanted to postpone it until 7 o'clock tonight. I texted him at like 6:40 to see if he was still on and didn't get a reply back. Waited till 7:05 and then just texted him back and said, hey, when you're ready, if you're ready, you know, you can do it. But I'm not going to be waiting around for people anymore. I'm really sick and tired of just waiting for people. Otherwise, yeah, I sound like I'm starting to crash, huh? I know. I didn't take my meds today, which, you know, now that it's like already Monday, it's kind of irrelevant. Yeah, and I forgot to turn notifications off on this, too. That's how tired I am. So anyway, that's my major gripe for now. I don't really have a whole lot more to say. My bipolar is pretty much still steady. And except for the thing with Scott, like, I'm working my business. I'm getting inventory ready. I'm doing really good. I actually put ads up on Facebook this past week to promote my business, Little Bad Cat Creations, which is a first. I've not actually ever put money out like that for the company, but seeing that I have these lofty goals that I want to reach. Advertising is one way that I'm going to reach this goal to sell my little guys. So, you know, it's got to get done. What else happened this week? Actually, not a whole lot. It was brutally hot in Arizona this week. So it was kind of a real kind of chill week. Didn't really go anywhere because it was too hot. This upcoming Wednesday, though, I do have a meeting with the NAMI guy again. And one of the other people in the group to talk about the peer support position that's open in the NAMI here. So, I mean, I'm just going to keep on doing my life. I'm just going to keep on foraging. But it's not to say that I'm not really confused by this thing with Scott. Because in all actuality, when we're good, it gives me so much stability. I feel like I could do anything. And when things start crashing like this between us, which, as far as he's concerned, everything is probably okay. He probably doesn't even realize it's been 2 weeks since we've talked to each other. And, you know, I could probably go, you know, 2 weeks, 5 hours, three, you know, I mean, if I really wanted to, I probably could, but I'm not going to do that. Yeah, this is just a quick check-in because not a whole lot's changed. I'm still Dawn Shireen, and I'm still dancing with bipolar, and I'll still catch y'all later. Bye.